Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Yoma, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Bet, in our examination of the first Mishnah of the 8th Perek of Masachet Yom Kippurim, of Masachet Yoma, Perek Yom Kippurim, Mechitza V'sicha. So we established that Shtiya, drinking, is part of Achila, and therefore we have five Inuyim, based on the five different Psukim, as we saw. Now, Rechitza V'sicha Menalan De'ikri Inuy. How do we know that when the Torah says afflict yourself, it also means to avoid bathing and anointing? We understand eating, we got that from the man. Tichtiv, Lechem Chamudot Lo Achalti, Uasar V'yayin Lo Ba El Pi, V'soch Lo Sachti. So, Navi says, I didn't eat fine bread, and I didn't eat meat or wine, didn't come into my mouth, and I did not anoint myself. This is Daniel talking about his purity in the court. My lechem chamudot lo achalti, what does it mean, fine bread? You know, bread of Rabbi Shmuel Mashilat, afilu nama dechite dachiata lo achal. I didn't even eat bread that was finely, from wheat that was finely ground. How do we know that this is considered an inui, meaning all these things? So the Malach comes to him and says, do not fear, from the day that you decided to understand and to afflict yourself before God, your words have been heard. All right, so therefore you see that these things that he avoided, that's considered an inui. Ki chamudot ata. You are, deeds are beloved. Ashkachan sicha. So that tells us that sicha, because he mentioned anointing. Rechitzamanal. And how do we know that bathing is included? That it's like water that came into him and oil on his bones. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. Veima kishtiya. So it sounds like sicha is kishtiya. So the answer is dumi the shemen. It's like oil. Ma shemen me'abroi, afmai me'abroi. So just like oil is outside of your body, anointing, so water that's outside of your body, that's bathing. Vatani ipcha kanasiv la, but the famous Mishnah in Shabbat says the opposite. Naminayin the sicha ki kishtiya b'yom kippurim. How do we know that anointing is like drinking? Avpishen raya devar zech la devar shemar devach ma'im kibro chashem anematzotav. Used our pasuk, and ma'im kibro means drinking water that goes into you. So that's not a proof. In the pasuk about Daniel, he said, soch lo sachti, meaning that anything anointing on the body, which would include bathing. Okay, my vani vati vidvarecha. So we're mentioning the pasuk in Daniel. Why does he say that anibati vidvarecha, sounding as if the malach could not come earlier? This whole long description in Yechezkel that seeing the Zekinim doing Avodah Zarah, how does this play out and affect us? The fact they were facing east, don't I understand their back is to the Echal? That they would undress themselves to go to the bathroom, and they would do so. So God said to the angel Michael, your nation has gone bad. What about the good ones? I'm going to burn them all up, including the good ones. Miyad. So he tells the Gavriel, this is in Sefer Daniel, he tells him to go and fill up his hands with the coals and throw onto the ear, onto the city. So he takes it out. Amar of Chadam Rabizna of Rabishim Chassid, Amar Leilin, Stanu Gechalim Yadoshel Kruv, Yadoshel Gavriel, had they not cooled down in passing to Gavriel's hands, from financially swells in a polit, all Jews would have been wiped out. So he came back and said, I did what you told me. They took Gavriel out and they hit him with 60 of these lightning bolts. Either you didn't do what you're supposed to do, or you did it, but you didn't do it right. And plus, why do you come back and tell us the bad news? I told the Dubiel, Sarah de Parsoi. Dubiel is the Sar, an angel over the Parsim. Vogman Bacharike, stood him in his place. Shimesh Asuma Chadyom. He served there for 21 days. That's this division of Daniel. This division of Daniel. They give him 21 kings. And the ports of this town called, of the area called Mashig. Amar, Tivuli the Israel Ba'akarga. Said, let write to the Jews have to write, pay their taxes. Tavule. Let me write that the students have to. Tabule, they wrote it. Be done to pay their taxes. Gavriel was standing behind the heavenly curtain. So they read the pasuk in Tehillim. My what does that mean? These are the wives of Tamina Chacham who stay up late and keep sleep away from their eyes, get up early to wake their husbands, and they get Olam Haba. They didn't pay attention to Gavriel. They're still writing this decree against the Jews. From Rosh Olam, if all the sages of the world are in one scale, and Daniel's on the other side, wouldn't he outweigh all of them? Who is this who is meritoriously defending my sons, or defending my sons for the merit? Amru lefanav reshalam Gavriel. Let him come. Shnemar vani vati vidvarecha. So that's why Gavriel says, now I came because of your words. That's the whole long piece to explain why that says that in Daniel. Leo, ailu atash kachel dubiel. So he found Dubiel to nakal eligarate biyadei. He had this letter in his hand to make the Jews pay taxes. But the Mimine wanted to take it, Bly, he swallowed it. Ikadami Michtav Ektiva, it was written, Michtav Lavi Michtatma, it wasn't yet signed. Ikadami Michtav Lavi Michtatma, it was signed, Kedivale Machik Lamine, but when it was swallowed, that went away. And Machuta Faras, Ikad the Yaiv Karga, Ikad Loyiv Karga. That's why some people today in Paras pay their taxes and some people don't. So he's leaving, and now Tsar Yavan comes. So Gavriel was screaming in that that Greeks shouldn't take over because it's going to be even worse, and nobody's listening to him. So he had saved the Jews because of Schut Daniel from the decrees of the Persians, and now he sees that the Greeks are going to be coming next, and that's going to be even worse, and nobody was attending to him. Let's go back to our original question, how we know that Rechitza is an Inui. Rechitza de Inui, we decree Inui Menalan Mehacha. When Shlomo became king, he deposed Evyatar from his position as David's Kohen, as the Kohen. But he said, I'm not going to kill you because, go back to Anatot, to your field, I'm not going to kill you because you're a good guy, you carried the Aron, and you suffered with all that David suffered. What does it say about David? And David, ki amru ha'am ra'ev v'yev etzameh b'midbar. When David had to go to the other side of the river, running away from Avshalom, it says, ra'ev v'yev etzameh. What's ra'ev? Milechem. Tzameh mimayim. That's easy. Hungry and thirsty. Ayev mimayim. What is he tired from? Lav merchitza. That he hasn't bathed. So we're not asking now. Maybe he didn't wear shoes because David went barefoot. We have a different pasuk. Mayim karim al nefesh ayefa. Cold waters on a nefesh ayefa, which tells you that a nefesh ayefa hasn't bathed. So if David didn't bathe and Avyatar suffered with him, then Inui is called not bathing also. You're not bathing, it's called inui. But zilma mishtiya, maybe it means drinking. Mikti bin nefesh ha'ifa, al nefesh ha'ifa. It doesn't mean in a nefesh ha'ifa, but on, meaning bathing. Okay, ni'ilata sandal, second to last inui, not wearing shoes. Dichtiv, David olam malei hazitim, olav v'chev, rosh tol chafui, v'olech yachev. David left the city on his way out when he was fleeing from Avshalom. He was barefoot. Yachev mimai, lav ni'ilata sandal doesn't mean barefoot. Tell me, susi vertaka. Maybe it just means he didn't have his horse and retinue. Rachma yitzak mi'acha lech fitachta hasak mi'al motnecha v'nalcha tachlots mi'al raglecha v'yasken haloch arom v'yachef. So, this is what Hashem tells Yishayahu to walk, to take his shoes off and walk, and we see it's called yachef. So we see that yachef means barefoot. So David was barefoot, and since Eviatar did what David did, and it's called an inui, therefore inui, barefoot is inui. Sandal isn't yachef in the case of Yeshayahu, no shoes. Maybe it means just patched up, worn out shoes. Do you think he was really naked? It means tattered clothes. It also means tattered shoes. So we still don't have a proof that nilata sandal is an inui. This is in Yirmiyahu when he says, keep your legs from being yachef and your throat from thirst. What does that mean? Keep yourself from sin so that your legs won't become yichuf, barefoot. And keep your tongue from saying wrong things or idle things, so that your mouth won't come to thirst. So we see here another allusion that the shoes is kind of a parallel to thirst. And as a result of that is an inui. Tashmish amita dikri inui min alan. How do we know tashmish amita? Meaning avoiding sexual relations in inui. Dichtiv ta'anet b'notai dikach nashim al b'notai. What Lavan says to Yaakov, he says that I'm making you take an oath that you will not ta'aneh et b'notai or marry other women. Im ta'aneh mitashmish, meaning keeping them from having relations. Im tikach mitzarot, meaning to not have other wives there. They may eat vidi mitzarot. Maybe the both means taking other wives. So miktiv im tikach and say im tikach. Veim tikach tiv, meaning im ta'aneh, and a separate thing is im tikach, meaning not to have other wives, and also im ta'aneh. Veim eidi v'eidi mitzarot, chal tzarot idei, v'chal tzarot ta'achin le'mi alma. In other words, maybe tzarot means that he would have taking the two midwives, the handmaids, and lifting them, raising them to the position of wives, and the other is taking women from the outside. The answer is dumi dim tikach, mikti vim tikach vim taneh, im taneh vim tikach tiv. So it says im taneh vim tikach, two separate things. Papa labaya, hatashmish gufei kriinui, tichtiva ishkavo tavi aneha, the opposite. Not that abstention from sex is an inui, but sex itself is an inui, as we see that Shechem was me'aneh when he raped Dina. What happened was that Shechem had bia with her, and then when she desired bia at some other time, he didn't give it to her, and that was the inui, or perhaps that he had bia shalokadark, and that was the inui. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to go now into some details about the Isur Rechitza on Yom Kippur. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.